Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The latest rage for kids is driving entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
That's like an alarm clock.
With Dusty Hera.
Well, you want to woo-woo.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
It's that woo-woo.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away. It's driving me nuts.
The Fan.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, hump day. Halfway through the work week. Dusty Hera, Cam Cleland on this 15th of halfway. August. Halfway through the month.
Halfway through the... Because this is August going by quick already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Evening Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's August. School starting is early.
Yeah, back to school shopping.
Back to school shop. We talked about that last week.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah. Catalog.
Oh, you did it. You went catalog.
JCPenney's.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Sears? No Sears?
No, went to JCPenney's.
All right.
Thought about that. Ordered the kids the really, really ugly sweaters.
I love how you're trying to bury the lead.
What bury lead?
The 15th of August. Is my wife's birthday today.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday, Lindsay.
It's also Cam Cleland's birthday. Happy birthday.
Do you find it weird that you work with somebody
and
you're married to somebody with the same birthday?
Same birthday.
And is that creepy to you?
You know what else is weird? It was my parents' wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's even more creepy.
Yeah, they're divorced. But it was their wedding
anniversary.
How did
I drop in? What are you doing for your wife today for her birthday? Is she you're not a birthday guy.
I am not a birthday guy.
All women are birthday people.
She is.
All women are birthday. I've learned this.
Uh-huh.
Mother's Day, birthdays, important. They won't tell you that birthdays are important.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly won't tell you that Mother's Days are important. You know, you got to, it's a caveat. You got to be a mom.
Yeah. There is
slight caveat there.
There's a slight caveat on Mother's Day.
You can't be a...
You know what? Dog moms that celebrate Mother's Day.
Dog mom.
You haven't seen that? Buck, you've probably seen this on social media.
Is your, Buck,
dog
are you guys
going to
celebrate mom and cat mom?
No, not at all. But I do, my mom's boss is so obsessed with her dog and her dog's birthdays that she threw like a big fifth birthday party for her dog and invited like 40 coworkers.
Yeah, that's 35 in dog years.
You got to be kidding me.
No, right? I'm dead serious.
That's a thing.
Oh, yeah, she, like...
A birthday party for a dog?
She, like, leaves work at lunchtime to go let her out and then comes back, and it's a dog runs her life.
I have no problems with loving your pet, but that, to me, is all right.
That's understandable. The birthdays, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to tangent real quick.
Boy, son.
Did you see the cougar that snuck into the lady's apartment, sat on the couch, hung out, and ate her cat?
Whoa. That story took a turn. It was a lot less friendly than the Ashland one where,
it's the same thing. It went through a screen in the window, hung out, found some dinner, ate the cat, and then stood on and then just hung out and looked like it was watching TV on the couch.
Cougars are starting to assimilate to human
life. It
ate
their cat.
Yeah, that cat, it found a fault there. It should have gotten its feline gaze into the cougar's eyes, sedated it, and showed it the way out through feline gaze like the Ashland woman did. Ashland woman is lucky her face was not ripped off by that cougar.
Do you remember I know you're going to really appreciate this. Do you remember the Looney Tunes when the cartoon guy would get super hungry and he'd look at something and it'd turn into a like a drumstick walking?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what the cat looked like to the cougar.
Foghorn Leghorn turn into a roasted chicken
around. As he's running around.
Yeah. Those are great.
That's what the cat looked like on a spit. Probably made you happy because you hate cats.
It doesn't make me happy that somebody got their cat eaten, but am I sad about it? No. That would be my response to that. So good job by you deflecting that this is your day of birth.
It is day of birth. I just got my official NFL PA former players tweet.
Hey.
I was very excited.
Where's that at?
It's on Twitter.
NFLPA. I need to start following those guys.
NFL
huh?
former players. It's all about birthdays of old men playing football.
It really is, though. Where's that at? Did they just tweet it directly to you?
No, it's 6 minutes ago. It's at NFLPA. I'll retweet it.
Okay. Yeah, why really don't matter. You
do I need to retweet my own crap?
No, I was going to do it for you, tag you, and embarrass you.
That's fine. I don't really care.
Okay. But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lindsay. That's the name of your wife. You always call her wife, but it I know is, her it name. Is, she does have a name.
Her name is wife.
She does that. She wake? She wake out? You guys sing happy birthday to her?
Probably. Do we want to? Should we just call her?
Just call her and wake her up. Just force her to do it. We're up. I'm up. It's my birthday. Wake her ass up.
Hey!
Get all you August 15th birthdays.
Wake up!
Out there. We'll join together.
What a special day. Yeah. What a special day. All right. Do you want to know what's on our show? You don't know.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. All right. Today, textual relations 55305. Fantasy football and its coverage, has it jumped the shark? Yesterday, there was a four-hour draft of fantasy football on ESPN. 4 hours.
Dude, that was part of a 29-hour marathon. They did a 29-hour fantasy football marathon.
How important is fantasy football? Why does fantasy football resonate so much with you? Mm-hmm. And who knows? You just may convince me to start a fantasy football team this year. I don't know. 55305 is the Better You Today text line. We have got Maryland with, I don't think we've seen this. We talked about this yesterday. College sports are a big business. Big business and corporations. What do they do when a pending lawsuit is coming? They protect themselves at all costs. Maryland has fallen on the sword, and we have some audio of their university president and their athletic director in really an unprecedented stance when a big lawsuit like this is coming down the pipeline. Got some NFL news and notes, including Sam Darnold maybe living up to the hype more so than we think, because there's opponents that are giving him props that don't like to do it.
Again, your goal as a Jets fan is to know somebody on the team other than Sam Darnold.
Mm. But and Leonard Williams.
No, just more than that.
Okay. Well, I'll get to that maybe. Yeah. That'll be my homework for all season long is to learn. Oh, and Jermaine Kearse.
Yeah.
Bilal Powell.
Didn't you guys play this game yesterday briefly?
That's what I did. I said name somebody other than Sam Darnold.
It was really hard to get past Leonard Williams.
Very difficult.
How about Robbie Anderson? Wide receivers had some off-field issues.
Okay.
Oh, that's a guy who got arrested for the threat at the airport? Is that
I believe that is the case.
So that's your Jets. And then we have some Pac-12 to discuss, including Oregon State and where they will be on opening weekend and who's going to be calling that game and one of the greatest ejections that we've seen in quite some time. But right now, let's get this show on the road.
I remember it was just like yesterday.
...2008 on this date in sports history at the Beijing Olympics, Michael Phelps won his sixth gold medal and set his sixth world record.
Wow. I saw a picture of Michael Phelps just yesterday. It was on Twitter. He still looks like he's training to swim, and I wouldn't put it past him to show up to the next Olympics. Yeah. I know that sounds bonkers and nuts. Remember when he did it? I think he did it in Greece and then said, no, I didn't really train for it, and then came back in Rio and trained and won everything again.
Yeah. He's a freak of nature.
He's a human. He might as well just go play the real Aquaman.
You know, there is a swimmers, water polo bros. Have you noticed that their bodies are just chiseled? Like,
well, yeah, they swim.
Well, I know.
You use your entire body. I think it's the most physical thing you can do when it's talk about running, kicking, swimming. I mean, every joint, you're moving.
Yeah. Is swimming the most underrated workout that we have?
I think it's because there's no pressure on your joints.
Yeah.
There's no abuse to your joints other than the movement, but it's friction you're doing. But it's not like you're pounding into the ground running.
It's a great workout. Like,
it is a great workout.
Swimming, underrated.
Fear of drowning, not. Well,
also on this date, we were introduced to this bro.
Pulled out his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead, and he said, get down. And I was like, I put my hands up. I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet.
Ryan Lochte, bro. Yeah,
bro.
He won his first gold medal in the 200-meter backstroke and set a world record at Beijing.
Yeah, so good.
And then eight years...
my blonde highlights, bro.
And then 8 years later, he faked that robbery in
Tasty
Rio.
Tasty waves,
as we
bro.
We just talked about. So that happened on this date in sports history, 2008. Let's appreciate swimming a little bit more today, and let's appreciate the finer things in life, because how quickly it can all go away. As the last night, the Seattle Mariners, the Big Maple, goes down, and Salem's own is a Mariner killer. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Cam started the day in a good mood. He's all happy. Football practice starts today for him. Our rejoin music over the course of the day may end up just grinding your gears. You're going to be worked up into a lather by the end of the day.
The listeners could see the snarl and stank eye I just got from
If him. If I get that Marilyn Monroe song, you guys are in for it. You might Ooh. Get in. There might be something.
Not only do we need Marilyn's version, but we also need Mike Myers' version from Wayne's World.
I forgot about that one.
We're calling your wife and making fun of her, because I'm not going to take this abuse from you two all day alone.
Yeah. Oh, I made a bold move with my wife's birthday this year. I went joke card.
Oh. What's wrong with that? Well, why is that a bold move?
Well, no. Like, this one is...
it's every day.
It was probably...
Oh, did you go... Did you go... A little inappropriate joke, Mark?
Yeah.
What is inappropriate with your wife? See, it's your point. Well, at some point, she's married you. That's
there's
not
actually
anymore.
No, she'll probably end up laughing at it.
No holds barred here.
But
I need a Spencer's gift card.
Do you go...
Spencer's still around.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, there's always going to be 15-year-old idiot boys who think that stuff's funny. So, yes, Spencer's Gifts is recession-proof.
Of course it is.
Spencer's Gifts is recession-proof.
I know I need rubber dog crap to throw around at any time.
Well, you also, that's the only place where you can get the old bathing suit posters these days.
Oh,
because Tower Records are gone.
Yeah, they're all gone.
You know, that's where you used to be able to go and get the
I need my Heather Locklear, my Heather Thomas, my Alyssa Milano. Mm-hmm. I need all those. 80s throwback.
See? And that, to me, that's something important that we need in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
How is the sports poster game these days? Have you seen any sports posters lately?
Do kids collect? Remember when you did collect the sports posters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of them that were. I loved my sports posters.
You brought some in, too. You brought some good posters in.
I brought my Moonlighting, my Warren Moon Moonlighting one.
I still have my full door Michael Jordan poster.
Ooh.
With the height on it, the measuring.
Oh, is that like the, there's also the one, the famous Jordan one that was
just
the wings.
Oh, his arms or wingspan. Wings. I do not have that one, but I have the full door where it was on my door, the Michael Jordan poster, where it took your entire door and you could measure yourself against his 6'6" frame. Still have that.
Somebody stole my wings poster.
They did?
Yeah.
Thief.
College.
Punks.
And Cam, didn't you also have that Bash Brothers one?
I had
the
Bash Brothers.
I had the Bash Brothers.
The Land of Boz.
Wizard of Boz. The Wizard of Boz.
Wizard of Boz.
Yeah.
Of Boz. I thought it was Land of Boz.
No, he is the Wizard of Boz. Because he had the Munchkins and the Golden Brick Road to the Emerald City in Seattle.
I should remember that. It did. I did have that one.
The posters were awesome back in the day. They were so great.
So good.
We need to bring those back.
Yeah. I don't know if they do posters anymore. We always say when LeBron James dunked on Yusuf Nurkic, you're like, oh, poster.
Now it's GIF.
Yeah, it's what it is.
You got GIF. Have you seen what sideline catches are now?
What are they?
The kids, when you drag your toe, it's called turf swag.
Mm.
I think, or toe swag.
Because it leaves a vapor trail.
The little pellets of the field turf start sprinkling up.
Sprinkling.
So you see
slow
it
motion,
when you
pellet swag.
Pellet swag. That's dumb.
That's dumb.
But yeah, now you get GIFT. You don't get posterized anymore.
I believe it's toe drag swag.
Toe drag swag.
Yeah, when you drag your toes inbounds. Yeah.
You know, the whole term swag hasn't caught on as much at this station as it has with the rest of the youth and the rest of the world because of our own swag.
Well, and talk about swag. There's a high school. We saw this yesterday. I mentioned it to you. High school in, I think it's St. Peter's, Florida. They have their swag because we know what Miami did with their turnover chain.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what Tennessee did with their garbage cans.
They sure played like that can.
They're called the Red Knights, and they created a turnover shield. I mean, it is a medieval shield with your family crest on it. I don't know. It must be their school crest. I think all of us, I don't know if you have a family crest.
No.
I have a family crest.
If we do, I don't know it.
It's you have a family crest shield, but they have the turnover shield where you take the shield, you get to run around, and it's a full medieval shield. Like, you're going to go jousting with this thing.
Cool.
So I thought that was swag. It's going to be all about the swag you can bring. So I'm going to
sideline swag this year.
I'm going to just bring some swag to the sideline.
Okay, you're at Skyview, so you're the Storm, yeah. Right?
I'm going to come around and I'm going to wear my Storm X-Men costume. And wait a minute, you can't do that. Can't do that. I got to come up with something.
Turnover lightning bolt.
Bolt.
The turnover
Zeus.
Bolt.
I can Zeus it. I'm coming up with
a big old white beard.
He didn't have a white beard. He had a red beard. What? No.
What kind of Zeus do you?
I just watched the Avengers thing. He did. He had a dark beard in Avengers.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
My Zeus has a white beard.
Okay.
You should Google image Zeus, and you'll see a white beard.
I don't think so. I think you see just a regular, just a brown beard. It's brown beard.
I don't think you're right.
I'm coming up with something.
Okay, go do it.
It's my job.
All right.
Highly paid.
James Paxton died yesterday.
Oh, God.
Well, his night ended early as the Mariners ace took a line drive off the left forearm from Jed Lowry in the first inning. He made it through one third of an inning. Lowry came up to bat in North Salem native.
Killer.
Just as frozen rope right back at Paxton, hit him on the left forearm. And I was watching a game with a buddy, and when Paxton came off the mound and he didn't even bend over to pick up the ball,
no.
You just went, uh-oh. Good news is he's day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a left forearm contusion.
Tissue. Soft tissue injury.
Hugh Jackson.
Not a bone injury, not a wrist injury, soft tissue injury. Even at 60 feet, 6 inches and ball velocity, exit speed, we saw Giancarlo Stanton hit 121.7 mile an hour home run, fastest ball speed coming off this year, tracked by their stat tracking. That ball was lasered, and James Paxton's a big man. He's 6'5". He didn't have any chance. He had no chance to get out of the way.
None. And those are the scariest.
Give those guys an L screen.
Pictures of the L
screen. I mean,
could you imagine that ball that Lowry hit? It would have bounced right back to Zunino, and he would have thrown him out easily at first.
Sounds like a fun game. L-screen baseball.
But I think everybody kind of had that collective, and you went, oh, no.
But you didn't go, oh, no.
No, you didn't, because King Felix. What did you think of Felix's debut?
I thought it was fine. I did not expect King Felix's first time to come out of the bullpen in relief to be, the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be something around the sixth. I'm hoping to get at least six innings. I'm really good about this game going in with Pax. And Felix, he did all right. I mean, come on. I mean, he did. He only gave up, one run the rest of the game? I'm sorry, two runs in the third. So, I mean, the Mariners had a chance. It's just Oakland A's right now are hot.
And the A's end up winning 5-2, or 3-2. And now you're looking at 17,000 people paid attendance there. After Matt Chapman.
They heard us yell.
Well, Matt Chapman, their third baseman, begged them. to start going to the game. And they only got 17,000 people there. The A's win 3-2. Now they are just one game back of Houston for the top spot in the AL West. But that separation, this is why this series is so huge. If the Mariners were to take 2 of 3, they'd have just been a half game back. Now they're looking at a situation where they can't afford to lose to drop back any further. If they get swept, they're 4.5 games back with just a month and a half to play. And that's a lot of ground to make up on the Oakland A's.
I'm worried that if you get to the end of August and you have a 4 number or a 5, it's almost, I'm not going to say it's impossible because nothing's impossible, but it's extremely difficult to make up those kind of games in a month. Yeah. There's so many things that have to go right for you.
It's nearly insurmountable. I mean, it's such a big gap to close. But the AL West is looking like it's going to be that division that is going to be the tightest race. As far as Paxton goes, day-to-day, we could see him make his next scheduled start. But as a pitcher, you know, if you have a deep bruise on your muscle, right? If it's that soft tissue.
Especially pitching hand.
That affects your breaking ball a ton.
Yeah, it affects your grip that you can put down on the ball, whatever you're doing. I mean, he's still throwing upper 90s to mid-90s all year. I don't know how much that will change. It's concerning. The Mariners just don't have the depth of pitching right now to compete, especially when you need them. When you need them to go up against Oakland, you have to get this series. You can't. You need a must-win tonight.
You know, that outing by Felix Hernandez was his best outing in his last eight his last eight appearances. He'd only made it past five innings of work twice in his last eight starts. He made it 5 2/3 innings coming out of the bullpen. He gave up only two runs on five hits, and that is Felix's best outing of his last eight.
Yeah.
That's incredible to think about. Felix Hernandez coming out of the bullpen, it actually kind of worked for him a little bit. I mean, he pitched well enough for them to win.
He did, and you got to see Robinson Cano play first base. We were all wondering what position he was going to do, wondering if he was going to make a big difference in the game. Not so much. So hopefully there's something that he can do and add that in. I'm going to be optimistic, along with all the Mariner fans out there. You have to be. There's a chance. As long as you're telling me there's a chance in the last month of the season, you got to make it run.
All right. Well,
there's enough room for all of us.
There's enough room for all of us?
Yeah, in the AL West.
Oh, to win?
Yeah.
No, there really isn't. Sorry, Cam.
To be optimistic.
I don't want to burst your bubble there, Mariners fans.
The Yankees
fans
are going to go on a skid. They're going to lose like 15 games this month. And all three AL West teams are going to make it in. It's my hot take.
That would be one heck of a hot take that you have there. If you look at the Yankees schedule, they have the Blue Jays, or they have the Rays right now, then the Blue Jays.
Rays own them.
And then listen to who they have. They have the Marlins. Orioles.
Oh, God.
White Sox.
Oh, my God. What Major League Baseball setting them up perfectly.
And then the Tigers, manager.
Yeah, that's good audio.
The Tigers manager called them the Bad News Bears.
Yep. So that's your quote for the night. Enjoy that one. Bad News Bears. So the Yankees are going to go undefeated the rest of the year. Isn't that perfect how the Yankees get that kind of crap at the end of the year? And everyone else is going to beat the snot out of each other within the division in the AL West.
And then they get two series with the Red Sox in at the end of September, where the Red Sox are in cruise control mode. That sucks for Mariners fans. Well, no, because you just have to be able to take care of the Oakland A's, which are the team in front of you. The Mariners get the A's, not just this year's, but they get them again here in a couple weeks. And then they get a shot at the Yankees as well in September. They're going to have their opportunities, but it's going to be, you have to be perfect from here on out, because it doesn't get much easier with the Dodgers, Astros, and then the Arizona Diamondbacks is your next three series. All right. Mariners lose, Paxton hurt, panic in the streets, Salem Zone, Jed Lowry is a Mariner killer. He is absolutely raking the ball. He takes out James Paxton, then he hits a two-run homer. That's after he went 3 for 5 the night before with 4 RBI.
It's going to be good to be him in the morning. You wake up and go, just knocked out the Mariners. Single-handedly.
Just did it again. 4 hours of fantasy football draft coverage yesterday on ESPN. Why is fantasy football so important? 55305, the Better You Today text line. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Let's get texty.
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Text us now at 55305. Message and data rates may apply.
Just want to leave my number. Anyway, I think that was weird or desperate.
This is Textual Relations on the show that likes to be over-text. Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
The brain of that person to actually say that?
The Fan.
55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Coming up a week from today, August 22nd, at Big Al's in Beaverton, it'll be Dirt and Sprague's 5th annual fantasy football draft. 7 p.m., is when the drafting will get underway. Yeah, huh? Giddy up, Buttercup. We will have a bunch of leagues set up, including no punt intended, which is our producer Buck's league.
Oh, well done, Buck.
And if you would like to take part in the Dirt and Sprague Fantasy Football Leagues or a draft. Right now we have 6 leagues set up, and it actually may grow depending on how many people we get. You can text your email address to 55305, the Better You Today text line, and we will get you set up for this fantasy football league at 1080 The Fan, and you can be a part of the fantasy football draft, the Dirt and Sprague 5th Annual, out at Big Al's in Beaverton a week from today, August 22nd at 7 p.m. So if you want to play, text us, 55305, just your email address, to the Better You Today text line. We'll get it all set up. But unrelated to that draft, because I didn't even realize that we had that event until I got the email last night that, look, we have so many teams already signed up. I know fantasy football is a big deal, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
But yesterday, ESPN was doing its 29 hours of fantasy football coverage, which is an obscure number to have.
Yeah, I don't know why the number is 29. I kept seeing promos for a 29-hour marathon, though.
But they had their 29-hour fantasy football marathon, and from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. on ESPN's main channel. This isn't ESPN 2, ESPN U, ESPN News, the Ocho, ESPN Plus. This was on the main ESPN channel. They had a fantasy football draft for 4 hours, pick by pick. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was a league with Lewis Riddick, Adam Schefter, Rex Ryan, Field Yates, Matt Hasselbeck, Stefania Bell, Diana Rossini. She used to work here in Portland. Diana's awesome. Michael Collins, the caddy. Some guy, I don't even know who
some guy.
He's a fantasy football expert, yeah, apparently.
Gurus.
That isn't Matthew Berry. I know who Matthew Berry is, but it wasn't Matthew Berry. But it was just pick by pick. Like, they covered the normal NFL draft, but instead of having, you know, Mel Kiper, they had Matthew Berry breaking down each selection of the fantasy football draft. 4 hours, Cam, on the main channel.
Yeah.
I was blown away. Just with all the things that you could be having right now, and on the main network, fantasy football means so much that that's what ESPN went to for 4 hours of coverage on a Tuesday evening.
It's incredible to me, and I'm not going to, there's no way I'm going to sit here and tell you that fantasy football is dumb. Mm-mm. What I'm going to tell you, it's for a certain kind of person. It's built into the fanatical side of getting you invested in a team, but what it does is brings, like, what everybody thinks, it brings you and your buddies and your friends together.
Yeah.
It also generates your own connection with players. I think there's something that fantasy football has done, is given you a reason to watch even more. Now, let's be honest here. It's gambling. It's gambling. And those of you that say, it's gambling. You want a chance to win. You want a chance to create your own league, talk with your buddies, make an invest, trades. You can be your own general manager. You can be your own head coach. You can shuffle around and yell at the guys. You want to move him out. You want to sell him off. You want to trade there. That's what it is. It's your own mini video game built in around money. I mean, I get why it's so popular. It takes so much time to invest in it. For me, I've never got into it, but I'm not going to say it's dumb. I'm just going to tell you that it takes a lot more time. I want to enjoy the game and watch. Some people want to have that interaction with the players. Right. There's a connection to it. I mean, I understand it.
Yeah, I want to know why it is, you know, so important and how it got to that point for you. 55305, the Better You Today text line. You know, fantasy football is a fantastic way to stay in touch with friends. We've had the same group of 10 guys for over 13 years now. We meet up in a different city every year. We spend 3 days together having a great time and doing our draft. We'll be meeting in Bend next weekend, and I can't wait.
Yeah, there you go.
That from P1RJ. And I mean, I played fantasy football twice in my life, and I just didn't. I didn't get into it. It wasn't for me because the first year I was changing my roster, doing trades, all that stuff. Yeah. And I just found myself rooting against my favorite team or not enjoying the game because I was rooting for the individual. And then the second year I was just terrible at it because I forgot to set my roster. I just didn't. I was like, oh, and spaced out on it. And it didn't resonate for me in that way, you know? And I don't think my groups at that time were, It wasn't like I was with a bunch of friends like RJ was there, you know?
This text, Better You Today text line, fantasy sports make you not care as much about your team, rather more about random players. That was going to be my personal question for you. Do you, Have you ever been in that scenario? I've asked this so many times, but I want to know if some of the listeners, have you ever been in a point? Buck, I'll just throw this at you. Have you ever been a point? Can you imagine this year if you got Jimmy Garoppolo or you have somebody else on the outside and they're playing the 49ers and are you rooting for that? That's the part that I have the hardest time with. Can you imagine having a Seahawk on your fantasy football team?
So that's the thing. I know a lot of people that have that internal struggle when they play. Like I know a guy who grew up a Lions fan. He will not draft a Chicago Bear on his roster. Okay. That's just the way he's going to roll. I personally don't play that way. I kind of separate the head and the heart on that. How do you do that
if it's money is involved?
Well, so here's the deal. I always want my team to win, but like there's a consolation either way. You know what I mean? I do think though that there's something to that where there are only so many teams that can be good, right? And fans of teams who are on the bad side or even kind of in purgatory for like the bottom half of the league gives you something to be excited about. Mm-hmm. The rest of the league, the rest of football. I mean, the Niners were crappy for the last 5 years or, you know, 3-4 years, and fantasy football made the football season more fun for me.
And trust me, Buck, if and when the 49ers get back to relevancy, then you will care exponentially less about your fantasy football team than you do right now. Because
it all depends how much money's on the line.
I do think that's something that's brilliant with that the NFL has done is that they've hyped up and they've embraced it and they wrapped their arms around fantasy football, and the networks did too, because there's only a handful of teams every year that can win a Super Bowl. Like if you're sitting there in football purgatory without a quarterback, which is a lot of franchises, It has found a way to keep the NFL and its fan base engaged when your team sucks and isn't going to win.
It's true. I just got a text from P1 Brandon.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Sprague?
Yeah, it's Sprague. He's listening. He's like, what are you doing up, by the way? But here's his rule. I'm going to read his rule.
P1 Brandon.
I got him going. Says Sprague's fantasy rule. No players of any team my favorite team plays that season. I get to root for my team and still do fantasy.
So Sprague is a 49ers fan.
He's 40. Yeah, is he?
Yeah.
He and Dirt are both 49er fans?
Isn't Sprague a 49er? No.
I have no idea.
Sprague, who was your team?
Who's Sprague's team? I know Dirt's a 49er fan.
Is it Seahawks?
No.
Who is his team? He'll tell me. Yeah, he'll tell us.
He'll tell us.
But I don't know if that's an obscure rule, but is that part of the league rule that you can't do that? I mean, how do you put these rules? Another texter says, there's a lot of us out there that play in a non-money game, just like to play it.
And that's
non-money
what,
league.
That's what the Dirt and Sprague 5th Annual Fantasy Football League is all about.
Get excited. Bragging rights.
Yeah. Hold on. I did 4 years in prison. We played fantasy football by hand with newspaper manually scoring by a guy with a calculator. Well, that's an impressive story. My goodness.
Wow. That's the really crazy thing about how fantasy sports started. You had to tabulate everything by hand, so you had to be so into it that someone was going to take everything down, document it, and run all the numbers manually.
Yeah. Sprague is a Niners fan, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
Wow, can you really?
What?
How many more guys need to be Niners fans on this staff?
Hey, take it easy there, Sunshine. Not everybody can be a Seahawks fan. Okay, so these are the teams that Brandon Sprague will not be drafting from.
Okay.
Vikings, Lions, Chiefs, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers.
I can tell you right now, he's not going to have a very good season.
You're not going to have a good season. We're already telling. He just said Rams, he's a 49ers.
Rams, Raiders, nobody. Giants, Bucks, Seahawks, Broncos, Bears.
Have fun with your Houston, Jacksonville, Indianapolis team. Oh, yeah. By the way, and draft somebody from the Jets that nobody knows.
Yeah, Tom Brady. All right. Why is fantasy football so important to you? And, okay, how about this? If you want to play in a fantasy football league, text your email address to 55305, the Better You Today text line. And if I play fantasy football and join Bucks League, will you guys help me out? The listeners, collective people, if I put up a Twitter poll every single week, will you guys help me out? 55305, Dustin Cam on the Fan. All right, we're talking fantasy football. 4 hours of a fantasy draft. Like, it was literally just airing a fantasy draft on ESPN yesterday. It's huge. 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. It looks like our listeners may have my back in helping out with a fantasy football team. dare I say, I'm going to think I may give fantasy football a whirl this year. I'm going to try fantasy. I'm going to give it a third time's a charm, right?
Mm-hmm. Third time.
I think this time I'm going to go ahead and do it. P1 Jordan says a Twitter poll won't help. I think this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to draft a team with the help of our listeners at Dirt and Sprague's 5th annual fantasy football draft at Big Al's a week from today. And then every week I'm just going to put up a Twitter poll. Who should I play? Boom, boom. You pick. You decide.
Okay.
That way we'll get this thing going and we'll figure out a way to celebrate when I win Bucks League.
Those of you that have played Buck, those of you that have played out there listening, is it? Now, I know it makes it more fun for some of you. How much time do you invest in it?
It totally depends on how serious you are about it.
And I wonder, can you invest 4 or 5 hours a week?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah, you definitely,
above
I mean, you
norm?
Definitely could, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do it Sunday morning? I mean, what do you have to have your...
So that I think is the great thing about fantasy football. Like, I don't like fantasy baseball because you got to change and set your lineup every day.
So much.
Based on who the starting pitcher is and stuff like that, who's got a day game. You know when everyone's playing every week. Have your lineup set before the Thursday games start. Then you'll have a couple more days to tinker and have everything set by Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and you're good to go.
55305, the Better You Today text line. What's the poll for you in fantasy football? As sappy as it sounds, I like fantasy football because it keeps me in touch with my old friends. A lot of my friends from college moved away and we barely keep in touch. Yeah. Text every once in a while. But fantasy football, we almost interact weekly discussing trades, talking S. That's from P1 Dustin. And if that's the way you're going to do it, then absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, there's fantasy groups of my buddies that I talk to all the time anyways, so it's not like we're going to be talking any more than we normally would just because it's fantasy football.
Yeah.
So it's a way to keep in touch with those people that maybe have moved away and you're just losing that connection with, which I totally understand why that's a hook for a lot of people. I have a feeling it's a lot more than just the gambling aspect of it that really ropes people. And like, you, of course you want to win money.
Yeah.
But it's the talking S and that camaraderie of being on a team.
It is the talking S. And I think what turned me off about it was when I would get phone calls from buddies during the middle of the week. It's like, hey, what's going on? You got any inside information?
That would be infuriating.
Oh, like, you're not going to check in? What else do you need? Some tickets? Yeah, can you get some tickets too? Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I think there's still a little bit of that goes on because you get to see fans and those that have a star player, they'll tweet at guys, hey, how's your fantasy numbers suck? You're so mad at that player, you will bench them or get rid of them. So you didn't help me at all this week. Do you remember when Maurice Jones-Drew put his knee down prior to going in because he said he'd run out the clock and he apologized at the press conference because he got heckled by everybody for not going in and scoring?
Look, that goes back to...
That is bonkers.
And that's happened a number of times in fantasy football where people's seasons are on the line in week 17 and somebody just wants to kill the clock. Or like a quarterback gets negative rushing yards for taking a knee in the last play of the game.
Wasn't it last year too? There was a strip... I want to say it was a strip fumble at the end of the game. It might have been the Patriots. Was it the Patriots game against the Chiefs? I think, remember when he got the ball and it was a fumble and then the Chiefs end up winning and he went in on the last minute to cover the spread and all those extra do that and all the gambling.
Hit the over
and just killed everybody.
Yeah. You know how fans always say, oh, I don't care about your big fat contract and why you're holding out. Football players don't care about your fantasy team either.
No, they don't.
Okay?
No, they don't.
They really don't. I think they should just block the word fantasy, mute that word from their in just the two letters FF from all of their mentions on Twitter, and NFL players would be far more happy.
You know what my fantasy football highlight is?
What?
I'm a top 10 one hit wonder in fantasy football all time.
That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
According to Yahoo Sports, that's my claim to fame. It's where I've reached a very high pinnacle in my life.
Your second year in the league?
Yeah. First year.
One hit wonder. It's
kind of like
it's better to have one hit than none.
Yeah.
One hit's better than none.
Take that.
You got to have a hit. All right, 55305, that is the Better You Today text line. What Sprague said about his team doesn't address the issue. By the way, Sprague does not draft players on teams that play the 49ers. It doesn't address the issue, though. If enough money's on the line, fantasy players will take a fantasy W over a team win 9 times out of 10.
You really think so?
I don't think
so. You really
so, man.
Think so? If you need a playoff win, okay, and you got, let's just, I'm a hypothetical situation. Your team is, let's say your team's the Rams this year. You need a win to beat whatever it is to lock up the division. You also need a win to win your fantasy football league. And you got $500 on the line. What are you picking? I know it's not Friday and this is a would you rather moment, but this is my conundrum.
This was my problem that I had with the team is that
What are you money over loyalty, money over your team?
I always went, and that's the thing I didn't like about fantasy football, is I started finding myself going, no, Ben Roethlisberger against the Patriots. I was like, come on, Big Ben. And then I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
And so I went back to just reverting to the Patriots and not worrying about the money, not worrying about it stressful whatsoever. All right, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. All right, if you want to play in Dirt and Sprague's 5th Annual Fantasy Football League.
Big Al's.
A week from today at Big Al's is the draft. Registration will be at 6. Draft starts at 7. So if you can make it out there and you want to play fantasy football, text us your email address on the Better You Today text line, 55305. I've made a decision. Enough people have said that they will help me out in this league. There will be a Twitter poll every single week on who I should start and who I should sit. You guys are going to help win my league, or win Bucks League, because I'm joining Bucks League, and we're going to win this thing and rub it in Bucks' face, and all the listeners will figure out a way to...
What's the name of it again?
No Punt Intended.
No Punt Intended.
Get it?
Good.
Get it? No Punt.
That was no Dirt's idea, either. I believe.
Okay.
I'm the commissioner, though. We can always rename it if we want.
Good.
Okay. Ooh. I like that. We can come up with the name of our league, too.
The NKAs. No kickers allowed.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, you have to draft a kicker.
No, I don't.
See, that's the thing. This is we know where Cam's division lies now.
Cam drafted.
He would not even start a kicker. He would choose to lose just to not have a kicker involved. Lose.
Cam, you drafted 4 tight ends, 2 defenses, and no kickers. What are you doing?
We all just go for 2.
I'm winning.
We go for 2.
I'm winning. All right. Coming up next hour, Maryland falls on the sword. Josh Norman drops praise on a rookie while Jalen Ramsey just bashed one. But next, it's the hottest sports story of the day, hot and cool on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.